A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer.' He says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good food and good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of weekends ago, we hosted a retreat here for a group of retired military academy graduates who had been from the Philippines, the military academy of the Philippines. They'd all participated to some extent in one of the wars, everything from the Second World War to Korea, Vietnam, and so forth. I went into this with great skepticism. They looked, quite frankly, like a little bit a group of people who were a little bit off the edge. But when they came, I was fascinated, not only fascinated, but edified. They ranged from 70-plus, a family of with 10 children, to probably 40 with a family of 3. That was the smallest family represented in the group. And the purpose behind this organization was to give up their sword and their guns and exchange them for the cross and prayer. And I saw this as kind of a nice, pious wish, and then saw what they did in order to bring it about and was absolutely flabbergasted. What they understood very clearly was that prayer, which was the centerpiece for their meetings, was a lifting up of the heart. It was an act of praise, opening both sides of the relationship, and they certainly saw prayer as relationship, opening both sides, that is, the side that where God hears and the side where we speak. They also recognized that there was a time when they had to listen and weren't sure quite how to do that. And then finally, the most difficult task for them was to figure out how to pray for other people, asking God to help him or her do something special. This really was difficult for them to take, and they always concluded their discussions by saying, "It's a mystery, we don't understand it, but we know it's important for us to do it." And they had scriptural background for that and a lot of personal experiences and so forth. I thought about it for a while, and I thought, in all of my other work, which again, as I mentioned, was university-related, that was also one of the most common questions that students would pose. Yes, I know how to praise God. I know how to be thankful. I even know how to pray for myself when I need God's help in an exam or interview or something. But how do I pray for somebody else? How do I pray to help my parents, to help their health? How do I pray for my friends that they'll have success in exams and so forth? It seems to be a pretty constant desire on the part of people to learn how to get involved in this petitioning prayer. It seems to me that we just finished reading the Lord's Prayer, the scriptures just before the ones for today, and it's clear in the Lord's Prayer that God is giving us a kind of a game plan to help us learn how to pray. It's an easy way to do it. He reminds us that we need to pray for others as they pray for us. But I think the key, and maybe this is what eventually these older men from the Philippines, in their Cavaliers for Christ, which is what the group is called, they realized that what they have to do is translate their piety and their prayer, petitioning or otherwise, into some kind of action. So in the Lord's Prayer, of course, it's forgiving others as they forgive us. Well, that's exactly what I think we need to turn to when we look at petitioning prayer in general, and it's what the scriptures today talk about. What we need to be able to do is, yes, offer the praise, yes, give thanks, yes, to petition for ourselves, but we also need to recognize that in order for this relationship to be established according to the terms that Jesus sets out, there has to be a service module. There has to be something in there that allows me to be of service to someone, maybe to the person for whom I'm praying, but maybe not. Maybe to somebody who's more needy, maybe to somebody who's got some kind of a trouble or problem, maybe something that's related to the bad economy, all those things, the war effort. It seems to me that what we need to be able to do is acknowledge the fact that prayer is a relationship, acknowledge the fact that God sets up the terms of the relationship, and that is that we offer whatever it is to God. We take the time to listen to what God has to say, and often that comes through relationships with other people. And then finally, what we have to do is be of service, is translate that piety, translate that desire to help into some kind of service of other people. We need to know that that's what Jesus did. When Jesus prayed to the Father for us, when Jesus instructed us, what basically he said was, now it's time for me to go and work. And whether it was healing or teaching or whatever, he did something that was related to his prayer that allowed the relationship to click, that allowed it to be real, to become real. The scriptures today remind us, get rid of the foolishness that's out there, this business about when your child asks for one thing, you give him or her another thing. And in a sense, he really is saying, don't be foolish. What you need to do is exactly what I've told you to do, and that is recognize the need. Somehow enter into this relationship with God. Tell God what it is we're after, not that God needs to know, but that's part of our process. Listen to the signs that God gives us, again, often through other people, whether it's talking to someone, praying with someone, reading a book, article, and then finally figure out how to translate that process into something that's related to service. And it can't just be a little cursory touching down in somebody else's life. What Jesus is asking for is a consistent lifestyle that follows this pattern, this petitioning, this listening, this internalizing, and then finally this service to others, allowing for the whole community to benefit from one person's relationship with God. I told these people at the end, and I think that's what I want to say to end this, is that if you want to know what that whole petitioning prayer is about, it's trying to bring people closer to Jesus. And the bringing of people closer to Jesus often happens through service to them, or service to someone else, so that our life becomes an example. In petitioning prayer, we need to be able to do something so that we bring the person for whom we pray into greater contact with Jesus, and then let Jesus take care of the rest of it. Now, I think this means personal kinds of situations, but I think it's global situations as well. I think we can't just pray about the war. I think we need to do something about it. We can't just pray about the poor, we have to do something about it. So the healthcare issue, we can't just pray about it, we have to do something about it. So I guess my advice, if that's useful to anyone, is let this prayer process happen to us. Let it convert our lives as dramatically as it converted the lives of these people who put down sword and gun and took up cross and prayer. Go through the process carefully. speaking to God, listening to God, affirming your faith, and then figuring out how to serve. When that happens, all of a sudden, the relationship that God begins, brings us into, is completed, or at least the circle is completed, so that we can indeed be people known by our prayerfulness, known by the cross, known by our service. Blessings to all.